Welcome back, Kingdom Daughter. Today we are going to be talking about 2 Corinthians 10:16 and taking captive every thought to make it obedient in Christ. And I'm super excited about what God has been opening up in my mind about this recently and over the last couple months, even years, and I cannot wait to share it with you. So let's get to it. Welcome, Kingdom Daughter. I am so glad you're here. I'm your host, Angela Pitnikoff, and my heart's desire for you is to truly know who you are in Christ, to know God and be known by Him. Every week, we will chat about biblical topics that will point you to Jesus in all areas of your life. So come hang out as we dive into what God has for us today. All right, Kingdom Daughters, welcome back. I am so glad you're here. I cannot say that enough. I am so blessed to have you here listening in. And as a reminder, I would love for you to share this with anyone you know that may need to hear what God is saying through me and this podcast. So if you hear something on one of the podcasts and you think of someone, please share it. I would love for them to be a part of this community. Okay, so if you've been along on this journey with me this whole time and you've heard most of my podcasts, then you will hear me talking about how we have authority and power because of Jesus. We can walk in victory and power and authority because He came, He died, He rose again, and the same power that rose Him from the dead lives in us. Now, the same thing is true for our thoughts and our minds. And I don't think that we talk about this enough, that we have a battle. We are facing a battle of our minds against the enemy who is trying to control our thoughts and keep us distracted from our purpose and plan, and that is to serve Jesus, to share Jesus, to love Him, to honor Him with our lives. When we're so distracted by all the other things that are coming in and out of our lives and our minds and our worlds, we're not focused on Jesus. We're not in the right mindset. So today we're talking about 2 Corinthians 10:6. And actually, I am going to read a little bit before that in verse 4. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Now, Paul here is talking to the church of Corinth, and he is coming against an uprising of people that were coming against the gospel and Christ and all the story that Paul brings to them of who God is and what Jesus did. And they're trying to bring it back to the law. They're trying to make it all about the law again and not about Jesus's death and resurrection. And so he is saying here, no, we need to take captive our thoughts and make it obedient to Christ. We cannot be distracted by anything else. We cannot be distracted by past things, things that we thought were right, but we need to stay focused on Jesus and the cross and keep our minds focused on Him and surrender it all to Him. When we're obedient to Him, there's freedom. When we're obedient to Jesus, there's freedom. Now, first of all, it's talking about we don't fight against flesh and blood, right? The enemy knows when he can break down our thought process by making us feel unworthy, unloved, lonely, left out, lost, confused, purposeless, right? He can distract us from the cross because the cross equals freedom. The cross equals freedom, friend. Freedom for you, freedom for me, freedom from anyone, freedom for anyone who wants to walk in that and choose victory over their life. And the enemy doesn't want us to have freedom, right? And you've heard me say this before. He is going to try to attack your thought process by making you feel discarded, making you feel unloved or unworthy, making you feel like you have no purpose. Those are all lies he's trying to use to distract you from the greatest gift that you could ever get, and that is Jesus. The freedom that he brings, the authority and power you have in him, and the victory that you can have when you walk in him and in his gift that he gave you. The second thing is take our thoughts and make them obedient to Jesus. We can choose to be in control of our thought process and make it obedient to Christ. Back to having the power and authority, right? We can choose to say, no, those thoughts don't belong to me. I did not think that. You are putting these thoughts in my head, and I'm not going to partner with that. I'm not going to partner with a lie that I'm unworthy. I am saying, Jesus says, I am made for such a time as this. I can walk in victory. I am a daughter of the King, right? You have to speak out life. Speak life over yourself. Speak the truth of God's word over yourself. Know his word. Speak it out, which you've heard me say multiple times, right? There's power in our tongue. When we choose to take control of our thoughts, hear that. The enemy cannot have power over our lives unless we give it to him. Unless we surrender it to him. And I don't know about you, I don't want to surrender my thought process to him. I want to decide for myself to walk in the power and authority that Jesus has given us through the cross and surrender it to Jesus instead. When we surrender to Jesus, when we surrender to God, when we walk in partnership with the Holy Spirit, we can walk in freedom and victory, right? I don't know about you, but that makes me excited. It makes me excited when we truly can grasp this, friend, when we truly can walk in that victory. In 1 Corinthians, it talks about having the mind of Christ, right? The mind of Christ, being partnering with him. When we partner with him, when we know his purposes and plans here, right? His purpose and plan is to share his glory and hope for the world, to share what Jesus did for everyone. That is the purpose, so that people can walk in this glory, in his plans and purposes, in his peace and joy and love, when that is his plan. His plan is that. And so when we partner with him, we have the mind of Christ. When we are seeking him and focused on him and have our eyes fixed on him, then we have his mind and we have control of what thoughts go in and out of our mind. Thank you, Jesus, because of that. If you've never heard of Dr. Caroline Leaf, I highly suggest you look her up. If you have Instagram or Facebook, look her up. She's always posting, oh my goodness, so many great things. She is a Christian, but she's also a scientist, and she has spent years and years studying the brain, and she's bringing biblical aspects to what our brains actually do, right? The science behind it. And it is mind-blowing, literally. Sometimes some things that she says and you're like, yes, yes. And it's, these are biblical facts. These are biblical things, right? That she is showing, like, it, the science matches what the Bible says, right? And this is a quote that she has: as we think, we change the physical nature of our brain. As we consciously direct our thinking, we can wire out toxic patterns of thinking and replace them with healthy thoughts. When we consciously, and that goes back to me saying take control, when we take control and we say, nope, I'm hearing this lie that I know is not from the Lord, and I'm going to consciously say no to that, we are literally rewiring our brain to get rid of toxic thinking and put it into a healthy pattern. Like, literally the wires in our brain are changing. Now, when we partner with those unhealthy thoughts, and she talks about this a lot, you're literally digging in this, you're digging that thought into your brain and making it like a long-term thing. And that's where the unhealthy comes from, right? We create these root systems in our brain that is creating these thought processes, making us believe that we're unworthy, believe that we are unloved, believe that we have no purpose, because we have partnered with those thoughts and allowed it to take root. We have to say, no, no, no. I have the mind of Christ. I have the power and authority to take captive these thoughts, and I'm going to rewire my brain. And I'm going to make Take the toxic patterns out and make healthy patterns instead. Who's with me? Seriously. The more I think about this and the more I talk about it, it really gets me excited. I'm serious. If this is something that is like a new concept to you, really, I'm serious. Look her up. It's amazing. Our brains, obviously God created us this way. So obviously he knew what he was doing, but it's amazing. The intricacies of our brains and how God created us. Oh, guys, seriously. Okay, so really quick, I just wanted to have three practical ways of taking our thoughts captive, okay? Three practical ways that you can do over the next week and see what happens. See if anything changes. First thing is set time limits on your phone. Come on, we've heard this so many times. Our phone is a distraction, and I am here to say I am number one guilty of this. I every day have to consciously say, I'm putting this down. I don't need to look at Instagram right now. I don't need to look at Facebook. I need to be in control of what's happening in my life. I need to be, you know, with my family right now. I don't need to be distracted, right? When we are on our phones constantly, it creates comparison and it creates all of these negative thoughts sometimes in our hearts and our minds because we're looking at other people's lives. Right? The highlight reel. We've heard that so many times, the highlight reel of other people's lives. And it makes us feel like, oh, what are we doing? You know? And so set those time limits and then, and be present with the people that are right in front of you, right? Whatever that looks like, if you need to set time limits on your phone, or if you need to have a box in your living room that you put it in after a certain hour, make the conscious effort to set your phone down and give yourself freedom from that. The number two thing is, actually two and three is funny. I was writing things down and two childhood songs came up in my mind. And one of them is, be careful little ears what you hear, be careful little eyes what you see. I don't know if you remember that song from Sunday school, but it's pretty basic. Like, be careful what you're watching and be careful what you're listening to. I fully believe that things that we allow into our eyes, the you know, eyes are to the heart and ears, like we're allowing those things in our heart and we're opening doors to things that spirits and the enemy and evil that we don't even realize into our home and into our hearts. Remember, we don't fight against flesh and blood, right? We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against a spirit. And so those little things can come into our home and come into our place and our space and create all kinds of negative thoughts. What story are you telling yourself through the music you listen to? What fantasy are you creating in your mind from what you watch? Are you lusting after a man that is not your husband? Are you wishing for a better life? Is it leading you to have expectations or be discontent? Is it causing you to feel sad, angry, lost, confused? These things will hinder your relationship with the Holy Spirit and have you questioning who you are. It's so interesting because our culture kind of makes things okay. Like, oh, this is just my guilty pleasure and it's not that big of a deal. But you don't realize what you're doing when you open those doors, when you see things that cannot be unseen, and when you hear things that cannot be unheard, and you're opening, you're creating a space for those negative things into your heart and mind and in space. And so I just encourage you to take note of the things you're watching and the things you're listening to. Now, I'm not saying it has to always be Christian music. You know, you don't have to have K-level on all the time. And you don't always have to be watching Christian music movies, right? But just be careful. Like, you know the things you struggle with. You know the things that cause you to get into spaces where you feel down and depressed and anxious, right? Those are the things you need to cut out. If there's songs that are telling you you have to live a certain way or be a certain way to be happy, that's probably not good for you. Or if there's, you know, movies that have a lot of scenes that are inappropriate in it, or maybe they're just like evil spirits, like very horror movies that in that, and you know it's not good for you. Take note of that and just ask Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into the things that you need to remove from your life so that you can have freedom. Come on. What is more important, having freedom or being worldly relevant? Right? Like, why are you watching or listening to those things? Is it so that you can be relevant to the world? Or is it just because you like it? Or what is the reason? You know, ask yourself those questions and partner with Holy Spirit to lead and guide you to those things that you could be free from. And just so you know, I'm not perfect in this area either. These are things I am working on constantly, but I know the difference from when I listen to worship music and I listen to songs that are not life-giving to me, right? So I know the difference and I can feel the difference. So just allow your heart to be open to what Holy Spirit leads you to. And the third thing is read your Bible. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. Remember that song? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. If you remember these kids' songs, tag me in them. Share this and tag me in it. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. Remember? Okay, it's pretty obvious. The more we spend in God's Word, the more we spend with Him, time with Him, the more we're going to know Him and know who we are in Him, right? And when we know who we are in Him, it's a lot harder for the thoughts to come in and for us to partner with them. Because we can say, no way. That's not what God says about me. God says, I'm His child. God says, I have purpose. He has purposes and plans for me, right? When you know God's word, you can speak that out when you're starting to hear negative words. And then there's so much freedom in that, friend. So much freedom. All right, really quick, I'm going to read Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on such things. So that is my encouragement for you today. Rejoice in the Lord. Do not be anxious, but bring everything to the Lord and think on the things that are pure, noble, right, admirable, praiseworthy, excellent. Think on those things. When we bring our mind under the peace covering of the Lord, under His freedom covering, under His joy covering, right? When we come under His covering, oh, we can have freedom in our minds. We can have freedom in our minds. So let's pray. Lord, I am just so grateful for your presence. I'm grateful for the fact that we can come to you with this. Lord, I pray that we can partner with you, Holy Spirit. Show us the things that are hindering our hearts from your presence. Reveal to us ways that we can get closer to you, that we can grow in you, Lord. I pray that you would help us to take our thoughts captive. We would not listen to the lies and allow them to take root. But Lord, that we would focus on you and you alone, knowing that we can have freedom and we have the power and authority to take our thoughts captive and walk in victory because of you, Jesus. Thank you so much for that, Lord. I pray blessing over every person listening. I pray blessing over their home. Pray blessing over their children, over their marriage, over their workplace, God, that you would anoint every space they walk into, Lord, and that they would have a desire for more of you, a desire to grow in you, and a desire to walk in your presence, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and love and faithfulness. We give this time to you, Lord, and we ask that you would just go before us this week. We honor you and bless you in your precious name. Amen. All right, friends, that's all I have for you today. I pray that you are blessed by this and that you have an amazing, amazing week. And I will see you next time. Thank you so much, friend, for listening in. I pray you are encouraged, challenged, and blessed. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. One of the ways you could help me is by leaving the podcast a review. So if you have a minute, I would love your feedback. Thank you again. You are amazing. Remember, you are a daughter of the King. Believe God is who He says He is. Receive His unconditional love and walk in the purpose He has for you, girl. Until next time.